This is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This weekend, the town of Belleville, Illinois, will be bracing for the crowds expected to attend the annual Mouth Sounds competition. The event is in its ninth year and celebrates the marvels of the human vocal apparatus. Contestants use only their lips, upper and lower palate, tongue, throat, teeth, and vocal cords to make an impressive array of sounds, from animals to machinery to music. There's a modest $200 prize, but that is beside the point for most of the contestants. They're out there to let the whole world hear the astounding acoustic accomplishments that they've achieved. And in the studio with us is Reed Summers, who's last year's winner. Welcome to our program, Mr. Summers.
Thank you.
And I think that a lot of people would just be amazed at what you can do. I've heard tapes of you from last year. You are, you're terrific at
it. Thank you very much.
And before you give us a demonstration, I wonder if you could fill us in a bit on what the rules of the competition here. What are mouth sounds?
Well, mouth sounders, as we call ourselves, are limited to using only our mouth and tongue and teeth and lips and vocal cords to create the sound. And then in 1994, we were allowed to use the pharynx, which really opened things up quite a bit.
And, of course, a microphone.
And a microphone, yeah. We would definitely use a microphone.
And I would assume a tremendous amount of practice from what I've heard.
Quite a bit.
Well, can you tell us what you're going to do, what sounds you'll do for us right now?
Well, how about if you guess?
Okay.
Okay, here it goes.
That's fantastic. It's a chicken, isn't it?
And actually, it was an angry cockatiel.
Well, a bird, in any case. And well done. Do you have another one?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Here we go.
It's a goose.
That's right.
That's amazing. You really have a talent for this.
Well, I've been able to do birds pretty well since I was a kid.
And what got you into this hobby, I guess you'd call it?
Well, I didn't speak until I reached the age of 10. I don't really know why, but I listened a lot. I don't remember human words from that time, but I heard the birds and I heard the sound of cars and machinery, and that was my world.
You focused on the birds, though?
At first, yes, but I've done a few other things.
Such as?
I'm going to let you guess again.
Okay, I'll try to guess what it is.
Okay, here we go.
That sounded, again, amazing, and it sounded to my ear like an F-A-18 Hornet passing overhead.
Thanks. Actually, it was an F-16. The F-18 has more of a fricative quality to it. You end up using that dental ridge more sparingly.
Well, can you do another more complicated sound?
I do a pretty good train.
A train? Well, let's hear a train.
Okay. All right.
Wow. That is excellent. Why don't you take a drink there to clear your throat? If I hadn't seen you doing that in front of me just now, I would have assumed that was a recording of a train. Can anyone learn how to do that?
Anyone can. Mouth sounds are simple. We humans have an incredible natural sound mechanism in our oral cavity, and we only use, 5% of what we're capable of using. And we've been trained, really, from childhood on to limit our vocal capacities to words and coughs and songs. And there's just so much more in us.
So if I were to try to make a train sound, for example,
sure.
You could show me how to
do it? Absolutely. What you do is you curl your tongue back, quite touching the roof of your mouth.
Okay.
All right. Now cup your hands around your microphone. Right?
Okay.
All right. Now try inhaling through your mouth and then exhaling through your nose. Okay. And just build up a little rhythm like that. Right. In through the mouth and out through the nose. Yeah. It's a little counterintuitive, but just pretend you're whistling, but don't pucker your lips. Keep them straight. Keep your lips straight. Now blow and breathe. Blow and breathe. Good. A little lower. A little lower.
Wow. That's a strain.
You almost had it.
Now, this next competition coming up in Belleville this weekend, why, by the way, Belleville, Illinois? Why is it held there?
Interesting small community, originally a farming community in southern Illinois, strong German population, also strong French population. And, this sort of mouth sound artwork is much more popular in Europe. Germans know it as Mundspiel.
Chanson de bouche in French.
Absolutely.
For this coming competition, you've developed some new sounds that you're going to perform?
I have, and I'd like to do a little bit for you.
Okay. What are you going to perform?
This is the toccata section from Bach's D minor toccata and fugue. And if your engineer could add just a little bit of reverb to my microphone.
A little bit of reverb. Drew, could we add a bit of reverb to the microphone?
That would help. Yeah,
there we are. Would this be legal in the competition?
You can in the preliminary competition, you can use reverb on your microphone.
But it sounds as though we're in a great cathedral.
Well, all the more appropriate.
Reed Summers, we can cut the reverb now. Reed Summers, thank you very much. You're performing Bach's Toccata from the D minor Toccata and Fugue. Mr. Summers competes this weekend in Belleville, Illinois' 9th annual Mouth Sounds Competition. And Mr. Summers, again, good luck to you.
Thank you, Robert.